Happy to be out this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Go forward in prayer this morning. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are thankful for another opportunity, Lord, to come and, Lord, make praise and glory to your precious name. Lord, we just love and appreciate you for everything you've done. Lord, we just ask you to have your way in this service. Everything that's said and done and sung be for your glory and your honor. And have your way in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Only Believe, page 203. 203. Amen. Nothing between. Nothing between my soul and the Savior, not of this world's delusive dream.
I am real.
Struck my heart this morning, that line right there. Amen. Page 124. Just a closer walk with Him. Amen.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all.
Oh, yeah.
heart our desire. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Settles, would you take up the offering this morning? Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly thankful. Lord, that you watch over us and keep us and guide us. And Father, you put our feet firmly on the rock.
Yes.
Lord, and it's your grace. It's nothing we've done, earned, or deserved. But Lord, your predestination in our lives. Amen. We're so appreciative. Bless us now. Bless this offering, Father, as we take it up. Lord, it may be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. And Lord, just multiply it to meet all the needs we have.
Yes.
We thank you so much. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, just a closer walk with thee.
Amen.
Great Jesus is my plea.
Going through hard times. Sister Gensel, Sister Lois's son. Amen. Even though there's progress there, amen. I'm sure they got a testimony here. Just continue to keep them in prayer. Amen. And each other. Uplift each other up in prayer. Hold each other up. Support each other. Amen. This is all we got. It's our brothers and sisters in Christ right here. Amen. We ask Brother Jim if he would take the prayer request.
Heavenly Father,
amen.
We come again to you this morning, knowing that we are a needy people.
Yes.
And we come to you, Lord, asking for your guidance and your help, knowing, Lord, that you said, I am the Lord thy God, the healer of all, I am perfect.
Hallelujah.
So we bring them to you, Lord, because they know there's none other beside you.
Amen.
So as we come to you this morning, Lord, we ask you to remember every unspoken request.
Yes.
And everyone that's been spoken, because we come to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, your Son.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody got a song this morning? Amen. I ask you to come.
There are circumstances that arise in our lives, many situations we must face. And in all the trials and tests, Satan tries to do his best to make us reason God's word away. But if we can just stop, let that word come to our minds, Each decision that we make will be right. And though it comes against our flesh, dear Lord, it's for the best. So we need to feel a touch from you today. We need a little touch, Lord, and everything's all right. With a little touch, Lord, we'll be able to make it through these perilous times. With the if we can just feel your touch, we know we can make it. With just a little touch from you. We know we are living such perilous times. Satan's going throughout the land. He'll try to take your mind. With all the cares of life, he's deceiving all he can. But when we come into the temple and hear your precious word, that's the source from which our strength will be renewed. And though the battle's raging hot, dear Lord, it matters not. If I can only feel a little touch from you, just a little touch, Lord, and everything's all right. With a little touch, Lord, I'll be able to make it through these perilous times. With the mountain so high, the valley so low, if I can just feel your touch, I know I can make it. With just a little touch from with the mountain so high, the valley so low, if I can just feel your touch, I know I can make it. With just a little touch from you, touch from you.
Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. my soul. My rest is complete while I kneel at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Amen. So thankful for that sweet spirit, aren't you? Amen. Before we open in prayer, we just want to read a little note from our sister Pitts and about her son. She's saying here, it says, she wants to thank everyone for your prayers for my son and me. It was a very hard stroke, but God is faithful to the prayers of his saints. He wrote his name yesterday and is feeding himself now. Praise the Lord. We ask and believe for his recovery. He is a believer. Amen.
Amen.
He's God on the mountain.
Amen.
He's God in the valley. He's the same God. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to the time now, to the opening of your precious word, and Lord, we read these things like our sister just handed to us, Lord, through the brothers, that Father, what you are still able to do, we appreciate you so very much, Lord. So thankful for what you've done for him, and pray that you'll continue, Lord, that the recovery will be to glorify you somehow, Lord. And Father, we appreciate that now. So thankful for many things that you do in our hearts and our lives. And you're just so precious to us. It just seems we don't have words to explain the greatness that you are. But we appreciate it so very much. And we're asking again today now that as we are here together around the Word, that you would help us today. Give us revelation of the Word of God. May it not just be quotes, scriptures read, but Lord, by the Holy Spirit, I ask you to come down, Lord, in a powerful way and make it real in our hearts. Oh, God, for I cannot do it. Lord, as the prophet said, it could be taught maybe in the most eloquent way and the best way it could be. But Lord, without the moving of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit revealing it, it wouldn't mean anything to us. So we ask that you do today that in our hearts which we have need of. And bless each one, Lord, as they made the effort to be here now, and trusting we'll be able to give them something through the Word that will help them, encourage them, and strengthen them, and get them ready for a rapture, Lord. We thank you now. In your glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. It's just so good to know him. Amen. In the power of his resurrection. Amen. I'd like to read a quote, if you want to be seated just for a moment. I'd like to read a quote before we read a scripture reading, then I'll have you stand again, if you don't mind, when we get ready. This is in the message. Excuse me. This is in the message, Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. And for any that hasn't been here, we are in start a little series just to go back into this, feel very led of the Holy Spirit to do so, and trust it'll be help to somebody. And if it just helps one, that's better than nothing, that's for sure. But trusting it'll help more than just one. Trusting it'll help every one of us, you know, going back through these. But in this message, Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed, I want to read a quote here before we start. This was paragraph 489 and 490. And Brother Bram says, it goes right by them. See, he's talking about it, them not catching it, not getting the revelation of it, you see. And they don't recognize it till it's gone. If he said it only picks up the predestinated seed that God predestinated before the foundation of the earth. The same thing come through the days of Noah. Now you know what he's talking about. See, on that predestinated seed that was to go across the ark, went in. Same thing through the days of Moses, and days of Elijah, days of the prophets, the days of Jesus, on down through and to this very hour. It still only picks up the predestinated seed, you see. He says here, the pregnated person with the seed of God, the Word in there, the word in there, manifesting itself. So surrendered to the will of God, I trust these words will become more real to you, even today before it's over with. So surrendered to the will of God that the word and the word alone, think of that, manifest itself in the person. The word alone. Wow. Manifest itself in the person. The prisoner to an individual. And not say, my church has nothing to do with it. Not say it that way. It's an individual, one person. And catch these next words he says. All hell is against this teaching. Don't you remember that this morning? You sit there this morning, and if Satan can put anything in your mind to distract you, if he can make the wind blowing distract you, anything Satan can do to distract you, remember, all hell is against what I'm going to read today and I'm going to speak today. All hell is against it. So we must be on guard. You see? Now, you may not believe that, but I believe it. There was a reason why the prophet said that. You see? All hell, he says it again, is against this truth. But it is the truth. Amen. Amen to his word. All right. Let us all stand again, if you don't mind. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Philippians 3 and 7th and 8th verse. Philippians 3 and 7th and 8th verse. Amen. But what things were gained to me? Now, this may not necessarily go actually right in with the subject this morning, but I want you to think about it. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things, but loss for the excellency, we'll come back to that, of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. May the Lord bless during his word. You may be seated now. Let's just examine a few things there, as he says in the 8th verse, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge. For some reason, I just felt led last night and this morning to go really deep into these words. Not only these words, but many words, as the prophet spoke too. And to make sure we understand what he was saying, and asking the Holy Spirit to take and bring the impact in our heart of what it's meant to be. For the excellency, it is to be above, be superior in rank, to excel. And excel is to surpass in accomplishment. Think of that. Let's read again. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency, to excel in. To surpass an accomplishment of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. That sure don't sound like anything to me about somebody just saying, well, praise God, I come today and I'm going to listen to the word. I'm going to learn something today. And then they leave, and it's just as though, again, as I say many times, as though it never was spoken. Because you say, why do you say it, Brother Steve? Because when the word is spoken, if it's received, life change. There's life changes. So you see the effect always of revelation. Whenever God reveals something, there's always something happens. It changes something. You see? Anytime you read the scripture, anything where the prophet talked about, anytime when faith was truly received, which is revelation, it changes something. It moves things around. It makes it different. And as I looked it up in knowledge here, it says, means the more advanced, deeper, more perfect understanding. Look what Paul's attitude was. He wasn't settling for just Oh, I know Jesus was the Christ. Yeah. He wasn't just settling for, he rose from the dead for me and he lives. He wasn't settled for that. And I think of that in this Christ, the mystery of God revealed. So many times people will read this message, they've heard it, and they just think, oh, it's a good message. And Brother Steve reminded me this morning, oh, hell's against it. Must be a pretty important message, you know, for things like this to be said. And then when he goes and getting close to the end, he said, we'll go off this revelation for a moment. Knowing it was a revelation. And knowing that as we sit here this morning, it is impossible to know what God means through this message. I don't care how many times we hear it, how many times we read it, how many times we think about it. It's impossible to know what God means unless the Holy Spirit reveals it. You see? And it's an unseen force, faith is. And absolutely, you can't see it. But it's the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't see that Holy Spirit. It's Spirit. It's just like the wind I've talked about before. It's wind blowing out there today. I was thinking this morning about a couple summers ago when that wind, straight line winds come in about 80 miles an hour and blowed over this huge poplar tree that would take three of us to get our arms around. When it fell over the root ball of it, you could get down in the hole and you couldn't. Your head wouldn't even show above the root, the hole. The root ball was so big and large. Yet you couldn't see that wind for nothing. Absolutely nothing. But it had an impact. And you can't see faith. No. When the Holy Spirit reveals something, friends, you can't see that going on. Then all you're going to see is the effect of it, the impact it makes. And you're going to see something move. And you could took that same tree that I'm talking about, and you could have put a D8 dozer up it or D9, and I'm sure it would have grunted and dug ditches and holes and trenches trying to push that thing over. And yet something you couldn't even see pushed that tree over. And all the other ones around it. Couldn't see it. You're not going to see what happens today. What's moving. You won't see it. You won't see some kind of a physical form that comes in if it reveals it to you. But one thing about it, the impact will be there. It'll change something. And it'll be real. You see, it'll be something then that not only you can just say with your lips, you know, kind of rhymes a little bit, but your life will show. You see, all right? So keep that in mind. I said, no, you can't see that wind that's out there right now hitting this building. You can't see it, but you see everything moving and rattling and shaking from it. Yeah. What about the Holy Spirit today? He's here. It all depends on what your desire is. If you come today and just thinking, praise God, we're going to hear again, I'm sure the pastor's going to read from Christ the Mystery of God Revealed today. That was a good message. But if you have no intentions of leaving this building today, no changes, you came for the wrong reason. If you came today saying you know it all and got it all, just give me a week living with you and I'll see whether you got it or not. Yeah. Then we'll see. But if don't take me living with you, Christ sees every movement we make, every thought we have. You see? That's all it takes. And then our big mouth can just blow everything, and say and claim all kinds of things. But what happens when something, if Christ really gets a hold of something in our hearts and shows us, then you know what happens? It comes automatically. It ain't struggling, forcing, trying, baby crying around. No, it happens because it's revealed. The Holy Ghost has gotten in there and done some turning around, changing, you see? All right? As we receive the Word, we become the Word, you see? All right. Now, let me read another scripture here. Hebrews 1st chapter, if you want to turn with me, it's up to you. But I want to read Hebrews 1 and the 1st to the 3rd verse. Now, I always like to try to repeat myself on scriptures because sometimes folks don't catch it. And if they want to listen to it, I want to make sure they can catch what scripture I said. And sometimes that's the way, you know, in songs and song service, sometimes a lot of people don't catch what's said, you know, so maybe it'd be good to repeat it and make sure it's understood what page, because a lot of times you see the saints, they're looking, still looking in the book trying to find it because they didn't hear what was said. So it'd probably be good to repeat it, you see. All right. I hope it don't make you mad. Amen. Man's crazy. Yeah. Okay, I'll use upset. I hope we don't upset you. All right, Hebrews 1 and 1. God, who at sundry times, now that's many times, many ways, all right, in divers manners, which also is many, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Okay? Not just once, but in many ways, many times. Okay? Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. You mean he hath spoken unto us? He sure did. He spoke to us even through Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Yeah. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness, all right, brightness is, it's no longer darkness. There's no darkness. But he is the brightness. Who being the brightness of his glory, or his preeminence, or his excellence, or perfection of deity. I want you to think about these things. We think it's so easy for Satan to deceive people and think God's a sloppy God. I'm going to tell you what, God is not sloppy. He don't leave nothing undone. He does not lie. He is. Thank God there's some that believe that he is. You see? All right? Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image. Express image. Let me read that, what that reads for. I printed that one out. Express image is in original Greek. The exact expression, the image of any person or thing, marked likeness, precise reproduction in every respect. Wow. I said, but it's so easy for people today to get this attitude, I'm saved, I'm this, I'm a believer, and just slop their way in. I'm going to tell you what, you got the wrong attitude. Well, the blood will take care of the rest. I can slop it in. Oh, no, you ain't. You're a special chosen generation. A special people. That nobody else can do it. Only predestinated. This is for. It isn't for slobs. It isn't for people that don't care. It isn't for people that just engulf their life with cares of life. It ain't for them. It's for special people. A blood purchased people that was in the thoughts of God before the world was ever formed. A special people. Yes. Not just anything could come along. It's not he that wants to. Wills to. Tries to. But to whom God has shown mercy on. Hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, an expressed image of his person. A person is a substantial quality, his nature, his actual existence, his real being. And as the prophet said, you can't be a person without a personality. You mean God has a personality? He absolutely has a personality. Yes, he does. You see? And upholding all things by the word of his power. Upholding is to keep from falling or failing, to lead all things. Yes, everything's under his control. Everything's under his control. It may not look like it through the carnal thinking when we see Satan do what he done and Lucifer done, but still, Lucifer was created to be the devil. And remember this, Lucifer's desire is to take away from that excellence of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's trying to pervert everything being just right. He tries to pervert it from being perfection. Yeah. That's his job. Yes. It's his job to make people think they can slap the money through. They can do it regardless what God does for them. They can do it on yourself if nothing else. It's about the way we think sometimes. Yeah. What do you mean? To make a statement like that, Brother Steve, do you make any decisions on your own and not let Christ make it for you? There you go. You think you can do it yourself. We'll get to it. We think it's just little things. We think it's just things. It's life. We're human beings. We're sons and daughters of God with eternal life. Makes us a lot different than just human beings. But that's what people can't get in their mind. Does that make them puff themselves up? No. They're saved by the grace of God. But that doesn't stop the plan of God being fulfilled. If he likes perfection, if he likes excellence, if he likes the exact images and all these things, amen. Yeah. Did not he say we were predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son? Was his son sloppy? Was the son haphazardly just taking life? No. His whole purpose in life was to do the will of the Father. It can be nothing different. The sons that's here today and daughters of God. It's the same Christ. But people miss that. They like to say it's the same Christ as long as they got a good feeling going on. As long as everything's going nice. As long as there's things we can accomplish ourselves and overcome ourselves. Because we got enough intestinal fortitude, we call it. But when it comes to life, you can't live yourself. Now it's different. See? Let's go on. Upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Let's go on. I'm going to read from Christ's Mystery of God Revealed. And I want you to listen now. Are you going to listen? I'm not worried concerning about listen to me. I want you to listen to that word. You just act like I'm behind this cardboard box and all you hear is a voice. Don't pay attention to me. My goodness. You pay attention to the word. Paragraph 143. This message again was preached July 28, 1963. We're on paragraph 143. But what he wanted to do, and a couple of these things I'll be reading what I read last Sunday, but I want you to catch these things because we're going to take it a little further. But what he wanted to do, he loved fatherhood, for he was a father. The only way that he could express it was become a son of man. That's the reason Jesus kept saying the son of man. They didn't know what he was talking about, many of them. But now you get it? Congregation says amen. See, he wanted to express himself. I want you to get that. He wanted to express himself. And he's still expressing himself today. That's why you're here. He's still expressing himself. Okay? He said he wanted to express himself. That was his, and one of his great threefold purposes was to express himself. Now, I looked up express in the Webster. He said, wow, you shouldn't do that. Well, Brother Branham did it many times. And I need a lot of help with words because I ain't very smart. But express here is a verb, okay? And it is to manifest or produce a character or to represent a character. Okay? So keep that in mind. His great threefold purposes was to express himself, identify himself with human beings, okay? To reveal himself in Christ, you see? Now, secondly, to have the preeminence, which is superior one, or in control, in his body of believers. That is his bride. Okay, now, revelation will bring the personality or the personal thing to you as an individual. Remember, it's an individual affair, is that right? We read last week. So the Holy Spirit, by revelation, brings this, that you are a personal individual that he's talking about. Now, whether he'd be talking to nobody else in here, by faith and grace, I see he's talking to me. you have to do the same. I don't know where you stand. I don't know what your belief is. I don't know where you're at. I don't know if that gene of God's even laying in you. Because impersonators can get so close and be so real to the real thing and yet lost. Be deceived. You see? All right, let's go on. He says here, now pay attention to what he's saying. He says, secondly, to have the preeminence in his body of believers, that is his bride, that he might live in people. Now again, by faith puts you one of them people. So by faith I'm staying here as I read this. Me. He's talking about me. You have to do the same. I can't do it for you. But Revelation will do that for you. That he's talking to you. Now if you think this isn't for you, and it's already going through your mind, nah, he's talking about somebody else. He's talking about prophets. He's talking about this, that, and the other. Wow. You're going to miss it today. You're really going to miss it. You see? Going on. Now, he could do that in Adam and Eve, but sin separated them. So now there had to be some way to get back again. Back, he said, get back again. Oh, my. This is rich to me, he says. I wonder if it's that rich to us. To think of these things, he said. To think of this. To even think of it. It is so rich. Is this rich to me? Well, now, Brother Steve, you've got to understand, I've read this many times. You've got to understand, I know what the prophet is going to say. The next quote you're going to read. That's fine. I'm glad you can. That makes me so happy. But me being happy don't make you saved. Me being happy don't make you right with God. No. Not at all. Not even close. Yeah. But this is today, again, what I'm going to read. It's only going to pick the predestinated ones. It'll pick nothing else. See? This is so rich to me, just to even think of it. See what God's purpose was. Now, why didn't he just keep Adam and Eve like that? Then he would never have been able to express his fullness, his full attribute, because he could have been a father there. That's true, but also he's a savior. You say, well, how do you know he was? He is because I've had the experience. See, he is a savior, and he had to express that. And how could he do it? Only through Christ. How could he be a son? Only through Christ. How could he be a healer? Only through Christ. All things were wound up in that one person, Jesus Christ. When I think of this, I just see denominations pass off the scene and everything else just going. See, because I see God's great purpose. Now, I didn't talk about just seeing with his natural eyes. I understand God's great purpose. Okay? Can we? Can we understand God's great purpose? Now, just remember this. If we do, your life would already been shown it. So I can say amen, shake my head, wiggle and everything else. And if I don't have it, my life ain't going to show it. Regardless of what our big lips say, our big flapping ears do, and our bodies does. It makes no difference. Unless the Holy Ghost reveals it. And then you'll see the impact of it. Okay? This expressing that he said he would do. Let's go on. He says here, all right, I see God's great purpose, revealing himself and having first to reveal himself in Christ. Now, if he's seen it revealed to him, what we must do? Huh? Wouldn't we have to have the same revealing? Huh? And having first reveal himself in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and then to bring that fullness of the Godhead bodily into a people. I'm sure we know enough about the Godhead bodily. Fullness of Godhead bodily into a people. Again, now, by revelation, you place yourself one of them people. Okay? That he could have the preeminence. Oh, now it was real easy to say, it's already been revealed to me, brother. I know this from cover to cover. But now let's find out. preeminence? Does he really? The oversight. I was thinking about that word oversight, and I looked it up, and it says regulatory supervision. Regulatory supervision. And I got thinking about, what does a regulator do? You all know what a generator is? Some of your brothers I know well, especially on older cars, because you don't see generators on cars now. But generators had an external voltage regulator. The voltage regulator, printed it out so we wouldn't make sure we'd miss anything. He said, automatic voltage regulator is an electronic device for automatically maintaining generator output voltage at a set value. Oh. I just read this word here, oversight. He's our oversight. Which is regulatory supervision. Supervision from who, Brother Steve? I'm taking no supervision from nobody. Well, you sure ain't no lamb, man. You're an old goat. The one butts the head, you know. But a lamb takes regulatory supervision. Yes. In everything they do. In every step in life. Every decision is made. Okay? And it says about the regulator, it says here, an output terminal voltage at a set value under varying loads. Some of the cares of life to me. And something's regulating. Varying loads and operating temperatures. Oh, that sounds like fiery tests and trials. Yeah. Now, what you think about a generator? Generator has an external voltage regulator. Kind of type like those in the Old Testament. As Brother Branham said about David, you know, they just knew they was being led by the Spirit. But what happened after the day of Pentecost? They become an alternator. Now the regular is built on the inside. Hallelujah. Now there's some real control going on. Now it's different than what it was back in the Old Testament, you see. But now people walk with it right inside of them. You think people can't do what God wants them to do today? When that same Christ is in them? Regulating everything they do? Supervising them in everything? Supervising me, Brother Steve? Yeah. I want him to be my full-time supervisor. Hallelujah. I want him to lead me and guide me and take me everywhere I need to go and make a decision for me I need to make. I'd rather be an alternator than a generator in this age, friends. It's built on the inside. That'll regulate under the load. If it needs more juice, it releases more juice to go through. More lights come on, it releases more to go through. And it keeps it from burning up the battery and overcharging it. It keeps from going into fanaticism and going into craziness. It keeps everything regulated just right. You see? That's a true son of God. True daughter of God. You see? All right? I guess we got enough of that. Let's go on. Let's go back over here where we're at. That he could have the preeminence, the oversight, there's the regulator we was talking about, the leading. That's, we looked it up and Webster says the providing direction and guidance. Just everything about it is just him doing everything. They that are the sons of God will be led by the Spirit of God. Yes. They ain't got no life of their own. We'll get to it. But people are missing it. We don't see the seriousness of it. We just entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life and become like the rest of American citizens and try to say we're believers. Where we're supposed to be different. Yeah. We don't make decisions like they make. We don't get caught up in their foolishness like they do. No. We don't do things the way they would do it. We don't treat people the way they would treat people. No. We don't think the way they think. No. If we get some kind of a wrong thought in our mind, we're immediately rebuking it. You know, they'll look at a naked woman go down the street and, wow, woo, 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 you know. But us, and you turn your head and you're thinking, oh, God, have mercy. Death. Cankered. Cancers. Wickedness on two legs walking down the street. Yeah. Lost. If God don't save them. You see? You think different, see? He says another one, the night if you didn't get the tape I preached one night on prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul, a prisoner. I know I read this last time, but you listen now. I'll get something here. Then you can't, he says, when God gets you to be a prisoner. Now this is his words, not mine. Get that. It's not just Brosty. This is his words that God led him to say. Yeah. Then you can't do nothing for what the Spirit says do. Wow. Have we got the revelation we thought we had? We can't do nothing but what the Spirit says to. Are we just going to talk about all this regulator and all this different things and oversight and leading and preeminence and all this and read scriptures? Now, honestly, answer the question yourself. Have you got the revelation of Christ the mystery of God revealed? If we do, you're going to see people making decisions a whole lot different than they've been making. Otherwise, it's just a book that sits on the shelf, or it's a book that gets talked about once in a while. It's a message we put on, going down the road and listen to it, and all these different things. But unless the Holy Ghost reveals it, we're no more different than anybody else that doesn't even have this message. All right. Then you can't do nothing but what the Spirit says do. Paul, with all his great intellects, he was taught by Gamaliel to be a great priest or rabbi someday. And he had high ambitions. He was intellectually a great man, great authority, great man in the nation. But he had to sacrifice every bit of it, see, to become part of the word to express Jesus Christ. He knowed what it was to say. He stops there, but we know what he's going to say. He was a prisoner, but that's what he says. He had a notion to go someplace. Some brethren had called him, but he was forbidden by the Spirit to do his own will. Listen to that. Oh, if people half spiritual could pick that up. Then he repeats, he was forbidden to do his own will. Have you really thought about that? Or is it just another word? Phew, it's gone. Forbidden. Forbidden. That's a word. Forbidden. Forbidden is not permitted or allowed. Now, won't you catch something? He was forbidden to do his own will. The Spirit forbidden him. Forbidden, he says. Who did? The Spirit. Paul didn't forbid himself. When you're a prisoner, friends, and you go into this prison house, and you're in there living as a prisoner, you don't let yourself out. No. They let you out. They let you go to the courtyard to play basketball. They let you out of the cell to go eat. Yeah. And Paul and our prophet in this age had this understanding that we need today that we're forbidden. God don't allow us. God don't permit us to do anything outside of his will. Do we think of it that way? I'm not allowed to do that. God doesn't want me to. He doesn't permit it. I'm forbidden from that. I'm forbidden to go over here and do this. I'm forbidden to just do this in my life. I'm forbidden. God doesn't allow that. And I don't want it. God gave me a desire to stay away from it. Yeah. Or we think it's us, the prisoner, and we got our own rights, and we open the cell and go out because we think it's right. We go down and eat because we think it's right. We go to the courtyard and play basketball because we think it's right. We go to the golf course and play golf because we think it's right. We play boogie-woogie music, religious music, they call it, because we think it's right. We wear split skirts because we think it's right. And then walk around with a blowhole mouth. I am a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hogwash! We're nothing. We're not even Christians. Brother Brown said you shouldn't de-Christianize the people. I'm going to tell you what, friends, today, you got to take the other part of what he said. It's the most deceptive age it ever was. People believe they're Christians when they're not. And it takes a word sometimes to shake it apart. Yeah. They just stick one thing. You see it so many times. They stick the one word. Why not all the word? But people are so brain cluttered today that that's all they can do. They pick out one little thing. They'll pick out one little thing. Oh, I've got to live by this, Brother Steve. That's a Christian. I'm going to stay with that. I'm going to stay with that. And the other 10 words, they just walk right over it and trot with their hobnail shoes or angels with fear to walk. Yeah. They pick out a word they can do. The other 10 words they can't do. The other 10 words it takes Christ being in them to live. So now it's a different story. Friends, I'm not trying to sound critical. I'm trying to wake us up. There is a reality to this message. Are we really forbidden to do our own will? Do we approach it that way? Or do you think you can open the cell yourself? You go do what you want to do. You want to fly down the highway 80 mile an hour when it says 70? You just do it and then close the cell back up because you... Now you want to drive right. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. This prisoner he's talking about, and what he's talking about Christ and Mr. God revealed, is, friend, a life you don't live yourself. You can't. Jesus Christ has come in, and it all goes back to a real, genuine new birth. A real, genuine, real new birth. You see? All right? Let's go on. He said, the Spirit forbid me, see. He was a prisoner to Christ. Are we? We ask ourselves the question. Am I really seeing what he's saying in here? Or am I, it's a fine message. And we'll write a song about it, and we'll sing about it, and then we'll do this, and we'll talk to the brothers about it, and we'll do this, that, and the other, and all this. I'd rather see, as the prophet said, one sermon lived than 1,000 preached. Then this little fortune teller one day who he knew. Now listen to what he's using. I know I read it before, but listen to it and catch it. Paul knew he had power to cast that devil out. What are you going to do as God willed it? And you wonder of all situations like that, why would God desire him to put up with that? And just let this woman keep following him around and just mocking, making a mockery out of him. And yet Paul wouldn't do anything until the Spirit told him, okay, now it's time. Now it's time. Paul knew he had power to cast that devil out, but he could only do it as God willed it. Day after day she followed him, crying out after him. But one day the Spirit gave him permission. When's the last time the Holy Spirit gave us permission? Oh, we sought permission. Lord, what is your will? What do you permit me to do today, Lord? What do you permit me to do in this situation that's arose? What do you permit me to do? What do you allow me to do, Lord? Scripture don't lie, friends. And neither does this message lie. And it only comes craziness and foolishness to those that don't have it inside their heart to believe it. Yeah. It might seem radical. It's not fanatical. Fanatical is when it goes beyond what it is meant to be. Radical is when you express the reality and come and bring it to this fullness of what it is meant to be. And though many can't see it and believe it, you see. Yeah, it may seem radical. It may seem radical that you'd have to live this kind of a life being a prisoner. Well, Brother Steve, I'm not going to ask God and wait on God for permission of this, that, or. Apostle Paul did with this woman falling behind him. What's any different name of our situations? But no, our situations is different than Apostle Paul's. Our situations is more important than that situation. I have to make this decision now, Brother Steve. I can't wait on God to tell me. Well, you better learn how to wait on God to tell you. Amen. That's why we do the things we do and get caught up in things that we get caught up in. You see? All right? I'm not just trying to make it sound like we're bad people. But again, friends, one word is what you're hanging over hell with. That weak link. That weak link in that chain is all you're hanging over hell with. You better weld that thing and put it together like it needs to be, friends. And make sure it'll hold. Day after day she followed. Remember, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Your own salvation, fear and trembling. I know some believe, well, praise God, the message of the hour came today and I'll have to work my salvation with fear and trembling, Brother Steve. Now, them days are gone. Well, that's okay if it is for you, but not for a son of God it isn't. They see how sharp Satan is and they know what he's trying every time you turn around. And friends, they work out their own salvation, fear and trembling. They make sure they get in that right place with God. You see? No, Satan has so honey-coated things today, we forget all what religion's even about. We forget really even what serving God. We don't even know what a prisoner is because it's so honey-coated. It's so buttered over with his perversion, you see. And half of it stems from the preachers can't even live it, you see. So they sure ain't going to preach on it. He knowed what it was to be a prisoner, you see. Let's read Colossians 1 and we'll close here. Get through this one. And then we'll pick it up later. Colossians 1. I read this about 3 weeks ago, but let's read it again. Might have been 4 weeks ago. Let's just kind of catch it here now. After reading what we have so far out of Christ, Mr. God revealed, which we'll come back into it, because there's many, many things we must understand in it. Colossians 1. Let's begin here about 17th verse. Now put it together with all the things we've read so far. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Again, that was Colossians 1, begin 17th verse. And he is the head of the body, the church. Well, that sounds like what we just got done talking about. He is the head of the body, the church. Who is the beginning from the firstborn from the dead, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace to the blood of his cross, by him reconcile all things. Excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah, Satan trying to take my voice away too, but it ain't going to happen. He says, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which have and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. How many believe Paul's life was for an example for us? Amen. And the scripture says these things were written for our admonition, is that right? Absolutely. God had a purpose for all these things, as we will read here in a little bit, in closing. even the mystery. The mystery? The mystery. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now, is made manifest. Manifest is to make known, made visible, or exposed to view. Manifest to his saints. Wow. To whom God would make known what is the riches. In the original Greek on that is the abundance or the fullness and the reality of what happens in person and understanding who Christ is. You see, it's the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, if he's in me, and we're going to read, if he's in me, in closing, and he's still wanting to express, I've got to see a revelation. I've got to understand something. That I would be one as an individual, you would be one as an individual, that he wants to continue this expressing through. Yeah. And it's expressing that he is speaking about. Not very many can do. Because not very many have been chosen to do it. You see? It's just a very, 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 very few. You know? Very, 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 very few. That's predestinated to have these things happen to in their life. Brother Steve, I'd sure think it'd be a whole lot easier if God would have done something a little different. And anybody could have done it. But it had to be that you can't do it yourself. That's what makes you special. Because God preordered you to do this. And he placed every piece of equipment in you to do it. He made you an alternator. And he placed inside of you a regulator. A control tower. That will do everything he wants done. And you'll be able to understand everything he wants you to understand. Yes. And it'll work just like clockwork. Yes. Everything else, everyone else will try. Want to. Hope to be. But friends, in this hour, it has to be God chose you to do it. In Christ, Mr. God revealed. Let me finish up on this. I was going to finish up on that, but I've got to read this. I've only been about 45 minutes. Wow, I got to hurry up now. All right, page 16. God's secret mystery he had before the world began. Now, back in the back of part of God's mind, there was something that he had, or he was trying and was going to achieve. I like it. He was going to achieve. And he had a motive in doing it in order to let himself be expressed. Yes. Because first, there wasn't a moon, star, atom, molecule, or anything. He was God. But he exactly wasn't God at that time because God is an object of worship. And there wasn't nothing to worship him. So in his great mind, he wanted these attributes to be expressed. And in him was love. In him was to be a father. In him was to be a son. In him was to be a savior. In him was to be a healer and all these great attributes. All right? Therefore, the entire Bible is the revelation of God's mystery in Christ. The entire Bible. If only we could just quickly, rapidly, the Holy Spirit would place all these things right through our mind and bring it before us. All the things he's done. Beginning Genesis, clear through to Revelation. Therefore, the entire Bible is a revelation of God's mystery in Christ. The entire Bible. Do you know you're in the Bible? Absolutely you are. If you're the bride, you're in that Bible. Yes. The entire Bible is an expression of one goal that God had and one purpose. He wanted to achieve in the entire Bible and all the acts of the believers. Wow. We think of David, you know, and his sling, and throwing the stones, you know, and stone hits the Goliath in the center of the forehead. Brother Branham explained about that one little spot. There wasn't no protection. And it's right in the right spot. And killed that giant. God showed it was him, not David. Is that right? When Moses came to the Red Sea, God showed it was him, not Moses. Yeah. Is that right? Absolutely was. When all the frogs came in Egypt and all this, that, and the other things happened, Daniel in the lion den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all these great happenings, Elisha and his servant, when he looked down and seen all these chariots of fire, that was God doing all these things. Absolutely. Why can't it be God today? Amen. Do all these things and bring a little flesh body under subjection to the Word? It is today again. It's still Him being expressed. Because we could see from Genesis all the way through, the human flesh can't do it. No. It takes Jesus Christ, the Word, to do it. Hallelujah. But if there's a revelation to it, you see, I've got to have it. You've got to have it. Now just talk about it. It's got to be a revelation. The Holy Spirit make it real. See? He says, it has been in type and expressing what God's great... Right, let me back up so you catch it. The entire Bible and all the acts of the believers in the Bible has been in type and expressing what God's great goal is. Now remember, Lucifer has tried, and Satan's still trying today, to pervert it, to take away from it. Well, he's entered right into these message churches, praise God, and he's taken away a little here, and he's taken away a little there. And the women's getting where they're dressing just like the world, and they're acting just like the world, and they're laughing at the same jokes the world's laughing at, and the men's doing their hair and beards just like the world, and all this stuff. It's just everything's got to be the same, like the world. And he keeps perverting a little more, and a little more, and a little more. And before you know it, there ain't very many that's going to really be true bride. Because only the elect will not be deceived. And the rest of it will. Yeah. And now in this last day, he has revealed it and shows us. Oh, thank God he showed it. Hallelujah. And God's help. This is whose help you're going to need to see these things. And God's help. We'll see it right here this morning. What the Lord has been, or what the Lord has had in his mind all along and has expressed it. Therefore, you can see the great meaning of what it's been to know this and then try to bring it to a people. Oh, my. So is this something you think it's going to be something just everybody's just going to grab it? No. It's going to take the Holy Spirit to show the people. Yeah. I don't care how eloquent it can be taught. It has to be the Holy Spirit reveal it. You see? To know this and then to try to get it to the people. All right. Let me read this one last quote in closing. Would you sisters come up, please? The instruments. What was he doing? It's on next page over, page 18. What was he doing? Identifying himself to these apostles and all the prophets and all the psalms and everything was him expressed. I want you to hold on to that for the next service. It was him expressed. It's still him expressed. Amen. We look at the Bible and we read the scripture. My, what fantastic things God has done. We look at the prophet and what happened through that ministry. My, what fantastic things was done. Was Jesus Christ dead today? No. He's the same today as he was yesterday and shall be forever. Right. Hallelujah. But people can't even overcome. They can't overcome something. Satan offers them something. I'll take that, Satan. Yeah. Instead of being led by the Spirit and being forbidden to do such thing. Yeah. Oh my. Forbidden? What's the Holy Spirit telling you? Are you seeking God's supervision? To see what He allows you to do? Or we just go through life every day. We get up out of bed, we eat our breakfast, and I'm on my way. Hey, man, I'm going to live a life today. I'm going to do what I want to do. Yeah. Maybe God has some other plan for you. Yeah. Maybe God wants you to go up to a brother and put your arm around him, pray with him. Maybe he's going through something. Maybe he needs a prayer. Yeah. Maybe a brother's walking around and soles is coming off of his shoes. Oh, Brother Steve, that ain't my job, go around looking for people. That's a deacon's job. What? Think more of the things of others than yourself. It's every word. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Are we really led by that? Are we really prisoners? I'm going to the ball game, so I'm going to let myself out of the cell today, and I'm going to the ball game, like so many message people do. They love their ball games. They love their Buckeyes. I hate it. I hate it. Despise it. I wasn't born here to enjoy sports and scream and shout at it and everything. People don't even catch what Brother Branham said about that, like the world does, scream and shout and this, that, and other about their ball games. What about us, friends? That ought to be a joy in our heart to cry out to God, hallelujah, and praise His holy name. Amen. People don't catch those things. That's one of the things, huh? Close the cell on that one. I don't want nothing to do with that. I'm going to let myself out on this one. Yeah. They don't know what a prisoner is no more than nothing. You know why? Because that message has not been revealed. And they might be able to quote it from the first page to the last page. But it is a reality. Amen. And remember, if the impact hits, revelation smacks you. You'll see it change. Hallelujah. Well, you see right now this wind going on out here. The impact is changing things. There's limbs falling, leaves rustling. There's tin coming off roofs. There's shingles coming off. There's an impact to it. Yeah. They know different with this, friends, and the revelation strikes. You can't see it with your natural eyes, but friend, when it hits on the inside, amen. Glory, I know what he's talking about. I need to get my life straightened up. Amen. I know sometimes it may, you know, old Brother Steve might say, why? It makes people believe we're a bunch of bad people in this church. All it takes is one word, friend. And it's bad. Wicked. Evil. Yeah. Yeah. Our desire should be as Paul's was. To excel. Surpass. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Not just, I heard another message, you know. That was pretty good today, brother, you know. Well, it's all fine. But what God's interested in is seeing the change, the impact. For every decision you make is by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people in this message who couldn't take things like this. But God has blessed me with the people that can take it. But I believe God is getting the people ready for a rapture here. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. By God's grace, we're going to make it. Amen. You may have to overlook some of my craziness and my odd ways and things, but just overlook it. But you just listen to the word. Listen to that word, you see. That's what's important. And I know God could have placed somebody up here to do the job a whole lot better than me. I know that. And a whole lot more educated than me. Sometimes it bothers me because I'm not educated. And so many times I write something out, I've got to get the dictionary out to see how to spell it. And then sometimes I can't even spell it enough to know how to look it up. You know? But just one time, thank for the computer. Because, you know, a lot of times you hit the first three and it'll pop up. Wow, I got it made now. Before, I couldn't get it. I'd pick up the book and try to find it. And how do you even start it, you know? See, Brother Steve, you're supporting ignorance. No, I'm not supporting ignorance, but I'm just not smart. But Peter was ignorant and unlearned too. He had the keys to the kingdom. So I know it ain't all in smarts. Amen. It's by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And by it, the elders obtained a good report. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. Let us all stand. Amen. Well, if we don't get blown away, we'll be here tonight, Lord willing. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Do you love him?
Amen.
I love the word. Thank you for being so patient with me. I appreciate it with all my heart. May God bless you. Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing before we leave? Amen. Anybody at all? Amen. Where's all my songbirds? Amen. Just sing a little chorus, very simple little chorus, an old one. I remember a lot of the old Pentecostal songs. Make me more like thee. Amen. I don't know a lot of these newer songs, but a lot of them's good, but I just like remember old Pentecostal songs. Amen. Make me more like thee, Jesus. Make me more like thee. Oh, give me a heart that's filled. Again, Brother Amos, come up, dismiss us. Oh, make me more like thee, Jesus. Make me more like thee.
Oh, yeah. Thankful for the precious word that's been brought forth this day. So I thank the Lord for being so mindful of our needs. Even though we may not know it, we can come in and hear these wonderful words of life, the bread of life. Thank the Lord so much for it. Let's bow our heads. Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, just want to thank you once more, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity to gather with our brothers and sisters around thy precious holy word. Lord, we just pray that it'll be embedded in our hearts, Lord. May we truly receive the revelation of it. May our lives show forth the expression that you are alive and living again today, walking this earth. Lord, we just pray that you'll bless each one, Lord, as they leave. Bless the ones that has to travel. Keep your hand of protection upon them, Lord. Bring us back at the next appointed time if you should tarry, Lord. May we come open, our hearts and minds prepared to receive that which you have for us. Lord, we ask these things in your precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ. Sing it one more time.
Oh, make me more like thee, Jesus. Make me more like thee. Oh, give me a
mention a little